and surpass and appear in thy perfect truth. This is how we met with, even in 100,000 years of doubtless. Now we can see and hear it, we can remember and accept it. I vow to make the Buddha's truth one with my soul.
Amici the Buddha, amici the Dharma, amici the Sangha. Most people recognize that we are in a period of mounting crisis throughout the world. And there are many ways in which people characterize the crisis. You can see a climate crisis, a health crisis that is very much linked to the climate crisis. You can see political and social crises, economic crisis. If I were to characterize what the essential crisis is for much of humanity at present, I would put it very simply in this way, that there is a crisis in anyone, any kind of genuine understanding about where one can turn for a true refuge. And that in the absence of that genuine understanding, there's a whole bunch of delusory alternatives that present themselves. And all the delusory alternatives result in the increasing of the total mass of suffering in the world. And this increase in suffering manifests in many, many ways. But the general, deep spiritual purpose of all the misery is to be a signal that tells us that we're looking in the wrong place for a refuge. It's tempting for me to say, well, if we would all turn to Buddha, Dharma, and Sangha, then we would be a huge solution to this problem. But I'm too aware that in their confusion, in their well-intentioned confusion, people will misunderstand too easily. Many people misunderstand what these refuges of Buddha, Dharma, and Sangha actually consist in. There is, of course, a very literal meaning of the three refuges, Buddha, Dharma, and Sangha. the Buddha's teaching, and those who follow the Buddha's teaching, especially those who do so as renunciates, as monks. And of course, this really is a huge improvement over pretty well everything else there is that people so desperately try to take refuge in. But this is still a somewhat externalized point of view. And of course, I'm not the first person, I'm not the first Buddhist, I'm not the first Buddhist monk who's had this thought. If one goes back to the very earliest days of the Zen movement in China, you'll see the Zen masters emphasizing that the refuge of the Buddha is more than just the historical Buddha. The refuge of the Dharma is more than just what the historical Buddha taught. The refuge of the Sangha is more than just those who follow in the Buddha's footsteps and follow the teachings of the Buddha. And this more than is so very, very important, because this more than is what the Buddha himself did to become the Buddha. This more than is what enabled the Buddha to find the truth and to teach it. This more than is what first led people to turn away from worldly refuges and find the true refuge within their own heart. This more than is pure meditation. And it is the natural movement of the heart toward the eternal. It's a natural turning within spiritually to find the answers. And this is the natural upwelling of unconditional willingness to follow, to listen, and to follow the guidance that comes directly from the eternal. The fact that some fourteen or 1500 years ago, people were in their own way saying exactly the same thing that I'm saying today is a little indicator that the world around us, the problems of the world around us, are not nearly as unique as we might think they are. Every generation of people in every imaginable social context and physical context experience the dangers and the woes and the difficulties that are necessarily attendant upon being reborn as a human being. The essential question for an individual is, whether he or she will continue on in the darkness of ignorance, continue to compound suffering by thrashing around in the muck of greed, hate, and delusion, or whether he or she will awaken the way-seeking mind and find the true path to the cessation of suffering.
The scripture of great wisdom.